Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with Amanda Forsyth. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you were born in New York, went to Vassar to study marine biology, and graduated with a degree in music, and then went to New England Conservatory and began professionally singing with the Boston Baroque. Is that right?
Yeah, Boston Baroque was my first professional engagement. And actually, they've hired me every single season since I began, which is about 20 years ago now.
Wow. So now you're singing in concert with major orchestras. You sing opera. You sing Handel, Bach, Mozart, Gluck, Rossini. And I understand you have an upcoming role with an Opera Philadelphia production.
That's right. I'm coming back in September to perform the title role in Handel's Semele, which will be a role debut for me.
Well, that's great. With all of this activity, where does Mozart fit in your musical life?
Mozart is a constant joy and a good exercise for any singer, because to sing Mozart, you have to use your entire instrument, your body, your entire vocal range, to be flexible, to be playful. I love to incorporate Mozart into my daily warm-up routine.
I understand from some instrumentalists that Mozart is almost deceptively lyrical and easy to listen to, but it's difficult to perform because it's exposed.
It's exposed and it's perfect. Every note is perfect, and to make the smallest flaw feels just like a sacrilege.
So what is it like to sing Mozart's Requiem in contrast to singing opera where you're singing a character?
The Requiem is really an ensemble piece. There's no big soprano aria in the Requiem. It's more mostly singing in a quartet. So the goal is just to be part of this seamless orchestra, chorus, quartet movement.
Do you have a favorite section of it?
The Recordare is beautiful. It's extremely difficult because the lines are so incredibly long. And if there's any sort of nerves or maybe your dress is too tight, it can be hard to get a huge breath to sing it as if it was easy.
Well, now you sing with early music ensembles. Do you sing in a different style depending on the ensemble you're singing with? So when you're singing with a big orchestra like this, do you vary the way you sing?
It's to do with the ensemble, but also with the space that we're singing in. This is my first time singing in this hall. It seems not dry, but it's not overly live. So you need to sing through the notes a little bit more. Maybe if we were in a big resonant church, you could just touch on a note and count on the acoustics to carry it further. I'm not sure that I sing differently. It can be tempting to try to push yourself when you see four double basses and seven cellos, but it never sounds better when you do that. So you have to have confidence that what you do will work in any situation.
And I guess it depends on the conductor's interpretation as well.
That's right. I've done this with conductors who wanted it completely straight tone, very boy soprano, and Bernard is very happy to allow some flexibility.
Now, we mentioned at the start that you started out studying marine biology. What made you decide to become a singer professionally?
Well, it turns out I was much better at singing than I was at, I don't know. I really enjoy the sciences, but there was a day when I was wearing hip waders and out in a bog collecting leech samples, and I thought, is this the direction that I want my life to go in? And actually, I'm sure I would have been perfectly happy doing that, but to be able to perform music for a living is an honor.
Does that life experience and interest in things beyond music inform the way you approach your music?
I'm not sure it directly informs it. I think any life experience, going to a museum or reading a history book, is going to inform your interpretation of music.
Do you have a plan as to what other music you'd like to learn and sing, and or are you taking things as they come?
I don't think you always get to choose your repertoire. It's basically what people are hiring you to do. But now I am starting to work with organizations that I perform with frequently, and they have asked me, what would you like to do? And that's a really nice change. So I'm interested in doing more smaller ensemble things, more chamber music. Baroque is my love. That being said, I am probably going to be putting out a Mozart album soon.
So you say Baroque is your love. Mm-hmm. What do you love about it?
I love what a collaborative effort it is. It's a great treat to sing with an organization like the Philadelphia Orchestra. With a Baroque ensemble, There's just a lot more give and take from the individual players. Let's say you do an ornament, it's just expected in a Baroque ensemble that the oboist who's doubling you will copy your ornament, or the violins will copy it. There's a lot of listening going on between the players. And also, with Baroque music, you have a chance to be a composer as well as a singer. You don't have to sing every single note that's on the page. You get to make up some notes. If you think that you sound really great singing high staccato notes, well, just throw some of those in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. Think of a da capo aria. Think of Handel. These singers were writing their own ornaments. And also with Mozart, you get a chance, not in something like the Requiem, but there are certainly concert arias where if you repeat a phrase, you're expected to ornament it.
Fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
So do you have any projects coming up that you're particularly excited about?
Well, this being an odd-numbered year, it is a year for the Boston Early Music Festival, which is an organization that is dear to my heart and that I've been performing in for over 10 years. This year we're performing Stefani's Orlando Generoso, in which I'll be singing Angelica. The festival is a week-long, well, you can just see a concert at any time of the day for an entire week, starting at 9 in the morning, finishing at midnight. We all are performing in multiple different things. It's really an early music orgy.
Well, going back to the Mozart, which we're about to hear, when did you first encounter the Requiem?
I believe that I first sang this Levin version of the Requiem at Harvard University, where Bob Levin is on faculty. And the Zusmeier, I'm not sure. Probably a few years before that. But I've sung the Requiem a few times. You can't do any better than this. It's impossible to sing it without seeing the entire movie of Amadeus sort of running through your head, especially when they get to the Boccame. You see Mozart lying in his bed dying. But anyway, it's a joy to sing this piece.
Well, it's interesting because even though it is a Requiem for someone who has died, it's very lyrical and beautiful.
It is, and it's a piece that audiences will recognize. They will hear a movement and think, oh, this is my favorite, and then they'll hear another one and think, oh, no, this is it.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for talking with me.